Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining my sister, my friend. We thank you and hope that you've had a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It has been a blessing for me, and I hope it has been a blessing for you as well. We want to give a shout out to our partners, First Free Will Baptist Church, where Reverend Terry is the Honorable Pastor, and to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr. at the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and to our illustrious Pastor Henderson tonight, and just all the rest of our good friends and loved ones that listen to us on a Monday night faithfully. We thank you for joining us. Tonight we are going to go ahead and delve into what Minister Randall has to share with us tonight. She's going to be discussing the stages of prayer in time and hours. So if you will just go ahead and say hello, Minister Randall, and go ahead and take the stage.
Good evening, Sister Lewis. Thank you. I want to just send give a thanks and a warm thanks to you, to Sister Beverly, and for all of those who make it possible for me to share on behalf of the Ladder House and what God is doing for the Ladder House, and share what we're getting and share with the people. A lot of awesome teaching and things have been going on, and I've been so blessed by all the work that's gone forth. And there's nothing greater than to just begin to walk in knowledge and understanding of God's word. And then know how to apply that word to your life. A lot of times we hear the word, but we don't have an understanding of what we're hearing. And not only do we not have an understanding, we don't know how to use the application. And so without understanding, we're unable to apply. And everything that we normally purchase in a store, it comes with a set of instructions. And unless you are familiar with something, you don't know how to assemble the product or use the product the way that it was designed to be used, unless you have the understanding of the instruction and then apply by following the instruction. So we're excited about today. We're excited about this season. We're excited about everything that God is doing, not only for the Ladder House, but for all of those who are properly connected to the move of God, what God is doing in this season, in this realm, how he is just rezoning things, and how I believe that he is redesigning what we actually historically knew and how we our approach on to the word of God, so that we would have the knowledge, because knowledge is power, to be able to have what he says we can have, to do what he called us to do and go into the places that he's called us to go. So very briefly tonight, we've been studying the series, and I will be sharing with you. We're going to be talking about the prayer watches. This conversation and the study came about because over the last few months, some very extraordinary things have been happening in prayer, by way of my personal prayer time, by way of the morning New Day call that's hosted by the Ladder House, where the people are coming together in the mornings for a prayer call and a word. In that prayer time, some very, very, very what you would consider extraordinary. I'm going to even go as far as the uncommon and unusual things are happening by way of this prayer call. Prayers are being answered. The spirit of revelation, the spirit of prophecy has went forward. And it led us to go into understanding prayer and what we're releasing and the things that we have the power to do, and also to better understand how to align our physical life with what's going on in the spiritual realm. And this is very important because sometimes we accept Christ and we're just moving, and we're saying we're walking in the spirit. But what's happening right now in the heavens? In the word of God, we read, the scripture tells us that your will be done, let your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But how do we tap into those things in the heavens? How do we know when something's been released? How do we know things? What do we do to have that release come? And when our release is being challenged, when our release is being blocked, how do we combat those type of things? And so this is what led to going into more study about prayer hours. When we go into, we read the word of God, we find that all through the word, starting from the book of Genesis, going all the way through the Bible, that certain things happen at certain times of day, certain times of night, certain prayers were prayed. When Paul and Silas, when the church were praying for them, it was a certain time when the release came, when the children of Israel were released, it was a certain time. So all these things have to do with spiritual timing, natural timing, and getting those things in sync so that we can properly utilize the power that God has given us. And that power is prayer. But along with that, that could come. There has been need for understanding. So that's what we'll be sharing tonight. And I hope that the listening audience tonight, they find this information as beneficial for themselves as it has been for me, because it's been very, very, very eye-opening. And so based on study, there are 8 watches in prayer. Some say 7, some say 9. But in the study we've been doing, there are 8 watches of prayer. And the first watch of prayer is the 6 p.m. to the 9 p.m. watch. And this hour and setting and time is known as the evening watch. And this watch is considered a time of reflection, a time of quiet reflection. And when I thought about this, this is typically the time when people are coming home. They are winding down from their evening. And Jesus used this evening watch to go aside and pray. If you go to Matthew 14:15 through 23, after the business of the day is a time that he relaxes from the anxieties. This is also a time before the Lord went into a deep sleep. This is a time to meditate on God's word. Meditation quiets our emotions. It realigns our mind. It frees our will to do the will of God. So in this time, this is a time of that time where we're just relaxing, and we're able to slow our mind down. And why is it important that we slow our mind down? Because you've been moving around all day. For those who are working 9-to-5 job, 8-to-5, 6-to-2, you're moving, 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 moving. And unless you're working in ministry, nonprofit, or you have your own business, if you're working for anyone else and you're assigned to a company to do a job, we must admit that during the day we don't have as much quiet away. We may be able to get a prayer in every now and then, but our mind is occupied with the things that are at hand at that particular time. So you're tasking. If you're a nurse, you're doing your nursing. If you're a doctor, you're doing your doctoring. Whatever you do, you're moving just through the day. So you haven't had time to just reflect on your day. And so we're just going, going, going. So in this time, we just sit back and we just begin to reflect. And during this watch, we ask God to give us clear direction for the next day about his call on our life. We're reflecting on what went on this day. And this is the time we begin to seek and go before God and asking for clear direction for the next day. And I realized after going through the study that, yeah, I was coming home and winding down, but I was failing in my prayer time during this particular hour, these hours that I was going before God. I was so glowing. I made it through the day. Lord, thank you. I made it through the day. But I never, if something went wrong that day, if something didn't go as smoothly as I needed it to go, if it was a day full of stress, if it was a day full of anxiety, I was not pausing to say, Lord, give me clear direction on the next day. This is also the time of the evening where Jesus also healed many sick during this time. This watch is usually for those who have a strong apostolic calling and anointing to break strongholds and walls. So we've been called as prayer warriors. You've been called as intercessors. Someone's been assigned to you in your life, and I hear people say this all the time. You know, you're interceding, you're intercessor for leaders, for those who are responsible for the watch and spiritual oversight of others. It's very important that when we're going before God, we understand what's going on in the spiritual realm, and we know how to be in tune so that we get the best benefits out of what is going on. And so when I began to reflect, what a better time in the cool of the evening. The scripture tells us that this is the time that Jesus normally went, and he began to do most of his healing. We find this in Mark 1:32. We also find it again in Luke 4:40. And so, again, those who have a strong apostolic calling and anointing to break strongholds and walls, this watch is for seasoned Christians who are determined to do the will of God with boldness. This is also a time that we're relaxing, we're refreshing, we're walking in the things of God. This is also a period of time where we're praying and we're renewing our covenant with God. So these are things that are happening in that first watch for those you wake up. I noticed that when it's prayer time, my time is four or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when the Holy Spirit normally wakes me up. And when I was new into Christ, when I would wake up, I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit waking me up. I had no idea. Because I was not yet walking in that understanding. And so I was doing foolish things with that time. I wake up, not with an alarm clock, but just like clockwork, I would wake up 4 o'clock in the morning all the time. I'm like, I normally get up at 6:30 to go to work, but I just kept waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was giving everything credit for it and discounting it. So I was doing very foolish things with my time. And this is my own confession. I would get up and go eat. I would get up and watch a movie. But I never would get up and pray. It never dawned on me that God was waking me up because I had an assignment. Didn't understand that. After coming in contact with, you know, the word of God, the true word of God, and coming out of tradition things and just understanding the calling on my life and what God was calling me to do, then I understood that I needed to pray. But then I needed to learn how to pray and what things should I be praying for. And so now I have developed a prayer life, and I see the benefits of developing that prayer life because now that I understand that I'm able to apply it to my life and the benefits are coming. So this is also that time of, you know, that hour is a time of reflection. It's time for renewal. We're doing our covenant with God. And so in this time of prayer, we pray all types of decrees because of the time and what it is, that I am a child of God. I renew my covenant commitment to love with you. Other things that we pray around this time, that we put our laws in your mind and we have written them in our heart. You are my God. I belong to you. You will forgive my wickedness, and you will never remember my sins. Your word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Your word, that is what sustains me. You are my God, and I trust you. I take delight in you. And so in the time that God is leading me in this time, understanding now that this is a time of reflection, this is a time of renewal, I'm asking God to prepare, guide my steps for the next day. Because some of us just live. We're just living. We're living. We're living. We never think anything further. We never prepare spiritually. We prepare naturally. Like everyone has their clothes out today. You've ironed your clothes. You're sure for tomorrow. And all these natural things. But spiritually, we also have to be prepared. And that is what the study was showing us for the first watch. And just knowing that. And, again, this is normally not my time when I am praying. There are occasional times that God leads me to pray at this time, but this is normally not the watch that I'm assigned to. Again, mine is normally around 4 o'clock when God is waking me up. And there's been other times. For a while period of my life, it was midnight, and then he moved it to 4 o'clock a.m., and we'll get into those things. But that's the first watch, Sister Lewis. I want to pause there to see if any of the audience has any questions about the first watch.
Amen. I was just sitting here thinking about that watch from 6 to 9. I don't have any callers on the line at the present, but they might be listening by computer. But if you are out there, you can dial 310-982-4126 and ask any questions that you might have or any, you know, make any comments or any concerns that you might have about this watch. But I also found that this is a good time for reflection and actually to thank God for the day and go into prayer with him about what happened during your day. Would that be a good reflecting time to do that also?
You're absolutely right. And not only to reflect on the things that went well, reflect on the things that were kind of weird, that were kind of odd, things that happened that you could have been prepared for. So I use this time, when I'm in this time, I reflect on my whole day. I even go as far as to think about how I responded to certain things and what led me to respond that the way that I did. So as I'm going into prayer, these are also things I'm adding to my prayer when I'm praying God's word back. Because our words it's not what we're praying. It's God's word. We're praying his words back to him, his promises back to him, his wishes, his goals for our life back to him, his word. And he answers. And we need to be positioned to understand when those answers come so we know how to move forward. But you're absolutely right. It is definitely a good time for that. It's fresher in your mind because it just happened. Your day just ended. What a better time to reflect on your day.
And receive those answers about why and what was good and what was bad about that day. That's a good thing right there. It can help you further think about and reflect on the goodness and or his calling for you or what he has for you to do concerning that issue or that time.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Before I go into hour two today in studying prayer, God always comes and just he's so amazing. He always comes and just give you more in-depth insight to what you've already been in. So the man of God was sharing with me from the book of Daniel, and I mean, when you have time, I think this is an awesome place for someone to just start studying about just understanding the prayer concept, the power, and things of that nature. But it's the 10th chapter of Daniel. And it says, and I'm starting at the second verse, it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I had ate no pleasant food, nor meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till there was whole 3 weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river that is in Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold and ephod. His body was beryl, his face was like appearance of a lightning, his eyes torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his voice was like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so they fled and hid themselves. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face on the ground, basically saying that he was in proxy before God. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands, and he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking the words to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. So this is Daniel when he was praying. And so when the angel came, he said, don't fear. The first time, the very first time that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your prayers were heard, your words were heard of your words. So he was sent to Daniel because of Daniel's words. But the prince and the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. So the prayer went forward. Daniel's prayer was heard. But the principalities, the kingdom of Persia, withstood me 21 days. So he was saying that I heard your prayers. Your answer was released immediately. And I was en route to bring to you your word that you had requested. And I was coming because you understood and you humbled yourself. But there was opposition trying to stop me from getting to you. So for 21 days, the prayer was delayed. Not the response to it, but just getting it to Daniel. And he goes on to say that, and Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So getting it to him, not only did opposition present itself, it was such a great opposition that he alone could not fight off the opposition. So Michael, one of the chief princes, came and was sent to help. And so when we are talking about prayer, when we're studying prayer, we have to understand that one of the key things to all this is understanding. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Because what good would it do for an answer to be given if we don't even if we're not going to understand what's been given to us or the answer? So that this was shared today, it was just so awesome. And so as I was studying prayer times, I think this is also relevant. Because we have to have understanding. We have to have understanding. It does nothing gives it as any value with understanding, which leads into our second watch. Which leads into our second watch. And our second watch is from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. And during this watch, intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to start havoc. So at midnight, from 9 p.m. to midnight, this is before it even starts. So those who are called to intercede at this time, you have been given the responsibility to intercede before the havoc even starts. And this is a very, very important responsibility. So I know we talk about prayer lives, and, you know, say I pray, we get up in the morning, we say, oh, God, I thank you for another day. Oh, Lord, things like that, just generic, generic prayers, traditional prayers, things that we've heard other people say. Sometimes they're not even biblical. Sometimes they're not even God's word. They're just things that we've heard other people say or we've got accustomed to doing. So we're not really praying. We're not giving God's word back to him. We're just saying things out of repetition. So we get up and we say, thank you for another day. And then we lay down at night and say, we even teach our kids, now lay me down and sleep. I praise the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I praise the Lord my soul to take. And I still struggle with that. Because in that, where is God's word? In that, what is God's promises to us? And so I just struggle with those type of things. And so that's why our prayer life is so very important. It's a very intimate relationship, and it's something that we have to have understanding of. So from 9 p.m. to 12, the intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to start havoc. Psalms 119 and 62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because your righteous judgment. It was at midnight hour that God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, which resulted in his people being released from captivity and free to worship. This watch is a time when God deals with the enemies that are trying to keep us from entering into his perfect plan for our life. So before this is the time, we are binding those things. We are destroying yokes. We are praying for the weapons that are trying to form not to prosper. So we have the ability to intercede and pray before things even happen. And the more I study this, Sister Lewis, the more things start adding up. The more I study it. Because between 9 and 12, a lot of things are not happening, but people are preparing to go out to do a lot of things between 9 and 12. So between 9 and 12, the carjackers, the people who steal cars and all those type of things, they haven't started, but they're preparing to. Between 9 and 12, the people who we have all these high crashes and drunk driving things, the drunk driving doesn't happen between 9 and 12, but the people are getting intoxicated between 9 and 12. When you look at rape statistics and people that are being raped and things that are in street crimes and things that are happening in murders, they're always after midnight. So that means that between 9 and 12, there's some things at work that are preparing and prepping to just stir up havoc. This would be if God is leading you to pray, leading any of us to pray this time, this is a very, very, very serious thing. And if we don't take anything else serious, if we've said yes to God, he's called us to intercede in prayer. He's called us to a life of prayer. I don't believe he's calling us to say, now lay me down and sleep. I praise the Lord my soul to keep. I don't think he's calling us to do those type of things if you're interceding, because how is that interceding or stopping the enemy from stirring up havoc? In the natural, this time, it's not. In the natural, people always say these are the hours of darkness. There was even a song that said the freaks come out at night.
This is true.
And so we have to be very conscious of this. This is also a time for divine judgment, deliverance, prayer for the economy, tearing down walls of darkness, and all the wicked structures from our economic, educational, religious, and political systems. Are we praying about these things, or are we praying just, again, repetition? When's the last time, we talked about this today, that you prayed for the economy? When's the last time we prayed and said, Lord, increase our investment? When's the last time that we prayed about the systems of the world, asking to touch into those systems and to bring God's people into those systems so that we can be reapers, so that justice will be served? This is a time when we pray those things. Psalm 69, Psalm 68, 1 through 4. Pray that God will arise
and scatter the enemies. Have a session of praise and worship, exalting God and commanding all creations to praise him. These are things that are happening between 9 and 12. There's a preparation that's being done. Tonight between not only those times, but mostly at those times, these, and I, if you try it and see, turn on the news, do statistics, see when things happen at certain hours. And we pray, and we're praying. We're praying for those who are just out there. We're asking, Lord, we're asking God to cover them. We begin to rebuke, and we begin to loose things over our family. We rebuke every curse, every spell, every cycle power or sorcery that have attached itself to our families. We begin to bind those things. We begin to ask God to save us from our enemies, that you protect those who come, that you will protect us from those who come against us. Save me from the evil of the world, from the murders. You are my God, my strength. I'm looking to you because you are my defender. You love me, and you go in front of me. You will help me defeat my enemies. I rejoice in your love. You have been a place of safety, the place I can run to when troubles come. I sing praises to you. You are my source. You are my strength. You are my God. And why are we saying these things? Because this is what God's word says he is. So while the enemy is plotting, we are putting the word of God that says these things will not happen. Because God is this to us. He's that. He's my protector. He's my shield. He will not let any harm come to me. That he will expose my enemy. And so this hour of prayer is very, very important. We go into watch 3, and that's the breaking of day. And that's from 12 midnight to 3 in the morning. This is a time where there's a lot of spiritual activity going on. And I think we know the answer to that. There's so much spiritual activity because in watch 2, we just learned that the enemy is preparing. He's in his preparation stage. He's in his preparation stage. So he's preparing. And so in watch 3, this is a period of much spiritual activity. This watch will strengthen your faith. It's the same time that Peter denied Christ 3 times, which we find in Matthew 26, 34, 74. You can also read that in Mark 1, 44 and 30. Luke 22 and 34 also tells us that. John 13 and 38. This is known as the darkest hour and the most of the demonic part of the night, especially at midnight. This is when people who are involved in the spiritual darkness, which is not the spirit of Christ, well, they're out. The devil operates at this time because this is the time that men are in a deep sleep, and there are not as many people praying to oppose it. Look at 1 Kings 3 and 20. This watch calls for seasoned intercessors. There is a strategic methodology system to everything that we do as it relates to the spiritual realm as well. We have to study our opponents. We have to know the enemy so that we can be equipped to stop him, to intercept, and stop allowing him to take our lives and our joy, our peace, and our happiness. We have to stand up and be brave, brave enough and courageous enough to be able to, you know, carry the vision when God shows a vision. Because a vision doesn't come with something that's no easier to do. He normally doesn't call us to do something that anybody could do. There's not going to be any challenge. There's not going to be any opposition. And so at this time, everyone's normally sleeping in a deep sleep. So no one's on guard watching the city. That's why people prowl at night. That's why people do the things that they do late at night. When I say do the things, I'm referring to the things that are causing havoc, the things that are harmful, the things that are plotting. Because the enemy knows that a lot of people are not up and stirring around. We can't be afraid during this watch. The Lord has given us dominion and authority over these things. This watch is geared for us who already know how to use our spiritual armor and war against the enemy. This is a time to pray against satanic attacks on our lives, our families, our marriages, our churches, our community. We must not be vulnerable to the devil. We can't be vulnerable. If God is waking you up at this time, this is not a time for us to sleep. We pray for divine protection for ourselves and our families. We ask God to cover our homes, our property, our churches, our children, our city, our nation, the work that God has assigned to us. This is a time also to set your day before it begins. This is a powerful watch to be on when commanding the morning and setting things in place. This is also time too where we can strengthen ourselves spiritually. This is a time to pray for release. Apostle Paul and Silas were released from prison during this time. In addition, God released the people of Israel from Egypt at this time. Samson escaped from Gaza at midnight by pulling up the gates of the city and carrying them out with him. Take time to make your case in prayer. This is a period of prayer where God's provision to be released. We can find this in Luke 11, 5 and 13, Acts 6 and 13, 6 and 3. It's also time for miracles and for applying the blood of Jesus. We want to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, our mind while we sleep, because the enemy comes to try to get in our mind with dreams, and we think it's sometimes prophetic or vision, and it's not. The devil will come and try to attack you in your dreams, and sometimes people get up, and you think it's God, and it's not. It's the enemy trying to attack in our sleep. And we have to know the difference. That's why we have to have an understanding. So we begin to plead the blood of Jesus over all demons of the night, nightmares, because kids wake up screaming and because the enemy is trying to torment them in their sleep. We ask them to protect our mind and that we lay in peace down as we sleep. And we know that God alone is our safety. We begin to just pray against all attacks. We begin to pray his word back into what his word said his word be. We begin to give him our desires, our secret petitions of our heart, because we delight ourselves in him. And we begin to proclaim provision. We proclaim provision over our lives. As we go into the fourth watch is considered the morning watch. And this is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. The fourth watch is also important because it's the last watch of the night. This watch is a time that the satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning back to their bases. It's a time of mourning when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt, which was found in Exodus 12 and 14. This is also the time Jesus walked onto water to help the disciples who were caught in the storm. That is found in Matthew 14, 25 and 33. This is a time to establish the course of your day by speaking God's word and breaking everything that would attempt to hinder his work for your life. This is the time that we command our morning. And when I read this, this has changed my whole life, because as a believer, as a joint heir, he has given us a certain authority by his word and through prayer. So that means that you and I have the power and the ability to command our morning. Matthew 24 and 43 says, "But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known that what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken into." This is a disciplined prayer watch for those who have the power and training to wake up early in the morning and get and set the atmosphere. We have the power to set the atmosphere. This is a time for all of the enemy's plans and strategies to fail. This watch is for gaining territory, establishing the spiritual prosperity, blessing, and favor, stopping the devil from hijacking our blessing and our favor. This is an opportunity to set in place before the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. We haven't even left the house yet. We're still home. We're still home. So we have this, and we go before God, and what are we saying when we go before him? God, I thank you for another day. Is that all we have to say? And why don't we say more? Because we don't understand. We don't know to say more. So we get up every morning. We say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Fix our coffee and head out the house. Stuck in traffic, accidents. Get to work and have a bad day at work. Have traffic on your way back home. Sit there and flip through the news and watch all the bad things that have happened. And as an intercessor, as a prayer warrior, as spiritual covering for someone, we left our home and all we said was, Lord, I thank you for another day. When we have the ability to command our morning, that is just like saying that, okay, you can have this house for free. This is a $500,000 house. Or you can have this house right here and pay a mortgage on it. And I choose to pay the mortgage. When I could have had the exact same house, if there's no logic in it. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And then we wonder why our lives don't. It's because we are not using what we have, and it's possibly because we don't understand what we have. And that's why it's so important that we're properly connected in an environment for the spirit of revelation. Because everything that we need to know is not going to be broken down in the word. Some things only come through the revealed word. Paul, everything that Paul knew was through revelation. Paul did not actually walk with Jesus. His came through revelation. And so we're not in the word. We're not before God. And so we're just doing these repetitive things. We're wondering why there's no change. And so during this time of mourning, we have a time to command our mourning. And so we need to be commanding our mourning. And I pray that each of you that are listening tonight, that we will take this information. You'll get into your study. You'll go before God. You're here from God. And that our prayer life will be very different. And I expect to see changes. I expect to see changes. This is a time of the morning where we declare God's word. We declare his word. You have a power to. We have a power to. And sometimes we just have to say, no, like, just say what it is, what God said he would do. It's okay to remind him. So in the morning when you're up and you're praying this time, Lord, I enforce your plans and purpose for my life over and against the plans and purpose of Satan. Say the blood of Jesus against you. You have no authority over my life. No weapon that's used against me will succeed. And anyone who speaks against me will be proven wrong because my vindication comes from the God. You will defeat my enemies. They will come against me but scatter before me in seven directions. I enforce your plan and your purpose. I enforce it. And those are things that he's wanting to hear from us. That's what he's wanting to hear. That's what his expectations are. We go into the fifth watch, which is from 6 to 9. And this is a time that God comes in and he strengthens the Christians. Because as we were reading in Daniel, he said that he was weak. That he was faint. He needed to be strengthened. The spiritual significance of sunrise is having Jesus Christ, the King, and the Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords, rise over us. During this time, we pray for things because this is the time we get strength. We get strength. So at this time, we pray for things that need to be strengthened. What needs to be strengthened? Our bodies? Our relationships? There's so many things that need to be strengthened, and we have the power and authority to speak to those things. Then we go into the sixth watch, which is from 9 to 12, and this is a time that God promises, for God's promises to be fulfilled. This is a time to watch for the word of the Lord to be fulfilled in your life. You're watching for the word of the Lord to be filled. This is also a time to receive the supply of all the resources needed for every project God has assigned to you to fulfill. So that vision, yeah. This is a time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. So we're praying for provision because this is when God's promises are also fulfilled. So in this time, we're praying for provision to accomplish whatever God wants you to do. Because you have this big vision, and it's sitting here on the shelf, and it's not being accomplished because you don't have what you need for it to be accomplished. But we never stop to say, Lord, give provision. And I said today, write what you need down. So during this time of prayer, Christ was sentenced and crucified at the third hour, or 9 o'clock a.m., after having been on the cross for 3 hours, darkness came upon the face of the earth at 12 p.m. and continued to 3 p.m. This when the period of darkness ended, because Christ's crucifixion. We must crucify the deeds of our flesh, according to Romans 8,
12 and 15. We must take up our cross and commit ourselves to Jesus Christ. And so we're praying for provision. Lord, I trust my work to you this day, and I know my plans will work out well. I can do everything you ask me to with your help through Christ who gives me power and strength. Because I reverence your name. Your goodness shines on me like a sun with healing in its rays. I praise you, never forgot how kind you are to me. You forgive all my sins. You heal all my diseases. You save me from the grave. You surround me with loving kindness and tender mercies. I give myself completely to you as a living person who has been raised from the dead, and I offer myself as a tool in your hands for your good purpose. So therefore, I know that you are making provision for this work that you've assigned to me. I know that you're making provision for this vision that you've burdened my heart with. I know you're making provision. So I write it down, Lord, and I ask for provision today. Lord, send 12 of your best men and women who are equipped for this work, who you've called to this work, who will serve this work, to help push your work. Send the kingdom finances, Lord. Whatever your provision that is required for you, prepare the building, Lord. Show me where the building is, and Lord, make it debt-free. This is where that those things are released. And we're praying. But we have to make sure that we're praying the right thing back. The seven watch hour is from 12 noon to 3. This is called midday watch. Midday is an hour of rest and time to seek the Lord. During this watch, Christ is on the cross, atoning for the sins of the world and restoration of man's relationship with God. Additionally, Peter had a vision of the clean and unclean animals, which God used to let people know that God was including the Gentiles in his redemption plan. Also, it was during this watch that Daniel always went home to pray. Always went home to pray. It is very important that we take time and go into our secret place. It's very important to pray in lines with what Psalm tells us in Psalm 91. This is a time to pray, dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and making the Most High your habitation. Pray and cut off all of the satanic arrows that are released at this time so they will not come to your family. This is the time we let our light shine. This is the time when the sun, if it's out, is fullest and brightest. And so at this time, we pray that our life will be bright. This is also time to pray to not be led into any temptation, trap, or snare of the enemy. On this watch, we begin to pray, Father, because Christ lives in me, his light shines through me. And I live so that people will see the good things I do and praise you in heaven. Father, I live within your shadow, and you shelter me. You are the God who is above all gods. You are alone or my refuge, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust you. Father, I love you. You will rescue me from the trap, any trap. You will protect me from deadly disease. You cover me with your love. You cover me with your feathers. You shelter me with your wings. Your faithful promises are my armor and my protection. I will not be afraid of terrors by night, nor by the arrows that fly by day. I will not dread disease that stalk in darkness, nor the disasters that strike at midday. Father, you said you will rescue those who love you and protect those who trust in your name. When they call you, you will answer. You will be with me in trouble and will rescue and honor me. You will reward me with long life, and you will give me salvation. These are our prayers. These are God's words. And based on our words, the heavens is ready to release something. But we have to get our words there. Not only are we praying for protection and all those things, but we're praying for provision. We're praying for the resources that we need for the vision to be released and come out. And the last watch is the eighth watch, and that is from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And this watch is the hour of dying to self and rejoicing in the power of Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross during this watch. He took on the sins of man so that we can be reconciled to God through his blood. Those who accepted Jesus Christ's sacrifice can now live a triumphant life through him and are allowed to come boldly before the throne of God. As Jesus died and resurrected, so the Bible calls us to die to self and live for Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in me. The life I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. After his resurrection, Jesus Christ came. He gave us power to live a life of victory and the authority to accomplish his will on earth. We do not have to die to go to heaven to have a life and have a good life. And when we say that, we're calling what Jesus did not good enough and his word a lie to them and say it. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the every end of the age. We need to be rejoicing in the power, accepting the power that we have, and not think that you're being arrogant or boastful because you understand the power. Daniel, we read that Daniel got his prayers answered, that a special angel was sent to him just to minister to him. And then even one of the four father would say that the other one, that Michael, that was assigned to him, came down to war for him to get his stuff. Because his understanding, because he humbled himself. He understood his power and authority. But he didn't get cocky or big-headed about it. The word we just read said that he understood, but it also said he humbled himself. So we need to be in prayer. And Father, I, at this time, these hours, this is when I give God thanks. I begin to thank him for his crucified son. And that I myself no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I give myself completely to you. I am a tool in your hands to be used for your good purposes. Sin has no power over me because I'm no longer tied to the law where sin enslaves me, but I am free under your favor and your mercy. You have made me what I am. You have created me in Christ, in Jesus, created me in Jesus Christ to live a life filled with good works that you have prepared for me to do. You have begun a good work within me, and you will continue to help me grow in your grace until your task within me is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. So I've shared with you tonight the 8 prayer watches. I hope that the information you receive will be beneficial to you and your prayer life. Understanding the power, the authority, understanding the strategic planning in everything that we do, the importance of the word, the importance of understanding, and the importance of the role that you've been called to. And I know sometimes it gets hard where we have a responsibility, we have a duty. And just like Daniel, we feel like we're standing alone. But I'm a witness, if you continue to stand, if you continue to just say, Lord, I will continue, Lord, I will go, yes is my final answer, that just like he did Daniel, he will send someone to strengthen you before you die. He will send someone to strengthen you before you throw in the towel. He will send someone to strengthen you. There's an angel specially assigned to you and your work. And before your Father allows you to give up, before he allows your vision to die, he is sending your help. He has sent your help. We want to make sure we're in position, that we're praying, and we're fighting for the things that belong to us. And so I thank God for Sister Lewis for the opportunity on tonight. Again, I thank everyone that joined tonight. And if there's anyone that has any questions, I'll be glad to answer those questions for you. But on tonight, courtesy of the Ladder House, the Eight Watches of Prayer. And I thank God for each of you. And at this time, I'll give it back into your hands, Sister Lewis.
Amen, amen. We want to thank Minister Randall for those Eight Watches of Prayer. And I see we have some callers online that at this time, if you would like to ask Minister Randall any questions about any of these watches of prayer, feel free to go ahead and ask or express your comment or have an opinion. We'll take that at this time.
Good evening. How are you doing? This is Janice Gilmore. And I just like to thank Minister Wanda and you too, Sister Lewis, for expounding on praying God's word back to him, because I kind of thought I knew what it meant, but to know the different times and what they stand for and what we should be doing at that time, even though I'm going to call Minister Wanda, or if you can just email me a lot of that so that I can apply it, because it's a lot to take in. But if you can start, you know, doing that and having that information so that you can know what to do, when to do it, what all those times mean, because I'm one that if I wake up in the middle of the night and nothing is going on, I immediately start praying. But to know exactly what is going on and the focus of what your prayer should be at that time gives me more strength and more power to do those things that God is wanting us to do. And you know, the Bible gives us instructions, but, you know, you don't always know exactly where to look for those things that, well, you don't know what you don't know is basically what it is.
Right.
You don't know that you're not doing something right if no one instructs you and tells you that, hey, your praying is good, but you need direction in your prayer in order for it to be effective. More so with God. He hears your prayers, but there's a more effective way of doing it. And that speaks volumes to me, because it just lets me know that even before I got here, God set up a plan.
Amen. Amen.
So if I could get that in detail emailed to me, I would surely appreciate it.
You definitely will, Sister Sister Gilmore. This is a part of what we've been sharing, the morning New Day prayer call. And so we wrapped up with that today. And so, yes, I am putting together in a user-friendly pamphlet, and I will definitely add you to the email distribution list. But, yes, we're working on that now.
Yeah, because I tell LaShawn, I mean, I immediately, when I wake up and it's quiet, I'm like, okay, I must be needing to pray. And I'll just immediately start praying. But, again, when you know at the time frame what you should be praying for at that time, it's so much better.
And
Amen.
That's where
Amen.
I was enlightened by as we went through the prayer call last week, and Minister Randall was sharing with us the different times and what to pray for at those times. I was just, wow, okay. Well, you know, I'm usually the one that's up from between 2:30 and 3:30, and I said, oh, I got a mixed prayer. I got to pray for this, and I got to pray for that at that time, because it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense that from 12 to 3 a.m., that's when the devil is the busiest. You know, from 9 to 12 is when they're getting ready to get busy. You know, it all came together. It all made a lot of sense that this is what you're supposed to prepare yourself for. This is how you get ready to protect yourself, your family, your friends, those who may work at night, or those who may be out at night, or those who are just going through different things early in the morning or during the day, or just like from 6 to 9, you releasing your thanksgiving to him and asking him what were you supposed to learn during that day through the things that you went through. It all came together and it all makes sense. I was just so blessed. And I was so happy when she told me, well, that's what we're going to talk about Monday night. Oh, I was just blessed. I said, oh, I get a repeat because I was taking notes down. And she said, well, I'm going to put it together. I'm going to get it together for you all and then I'm going to send it to you. I said, okay. But I didn't stop taking notes now. I left my notes on my desk at work. But I'm sitting there. I pray for him because I was supposed to be working. But I was taking notes hard. I was taking notes hard. I said, oh, my God, because it was just.
Well, I mean, that's part of your spiritual warfare because you have to be prepared for that time.
Right. It was just so profound. I said, oh, my.
Yeah.
And you know what? Didn't anybody, I guess because they know, I already know now that don't bother me between 8 and 9:30, okay? Because I got my ears on. Don't bother me. But didn't anybody come to me during the time today and Friday while I was taking my notes? And I was just amazed because usually somebody's going to come by and say, hey, you know, how you doing? So, but nobody interfered with me because they know I was feeling really deep. But I thank Minister Randall for that enlightenment. And I, too, am looking forward to the presentation that you're going to get to us. And if anybody else would like that, they can let me know, and I can get that to them via email or whatever way they want me to get it to them, because I want to share this information with everybody. I think it's something that is
every prayer person who gives themselves
yes.
the prayer to have it.
Yes.
Any person who says they're an interceder, any prayer warrior, anyone who really gives themselves to prayer, who seriously goes before the Lord, I think they should have it. Minister Don called me on the phone today and was just like LaShondra, just so excited. They're like, you missed it. Ooh, she gonna email it. And I'm like, okay. But now that I've heard it, I understand the excitement, because when you've been praying all your life and you've been praying for some things to happen and for coverage and things, and you find out the key to your prayers,
it
is exciting because that's one more thing, the way I can reach him, one more way I can do his will, one more way that I'm showing that I'm learning, that I'm growing in the spirit, and it is exciting.
And LaShondra and Janice, I mean, like I want to say, I thank God because that's why it's so important that we are in, you know, we're sitting under teaching that is more than just, you know, repetitive teaching. That the word of revelation and the men and women of God that we serve under actually have a hearing ear, and they're able to hear from God. Because a lot of times we pray and we're getting, you know, everyone is mad at God because they say, God is not answering my prayer, and God this and God this, and we're blaming God. But I don't know if you were here when we first started, but we read and we did some scripture references from Daniel 10. And when the angel came to respond to Daniel's prayer in 10 and 12, he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But see, when he set his heart to understand, and that's the thing that we miss, is that how do we expect for prayer to be answered if we don't understand what we're praying?
Okay.
And I was here for that, and amen. You are exactly, you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't go any further than what someone else has told you, you still don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
We got to get to the point where when things don't make sense, that we don't always use, we don't use the scripture to say, well, God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Or the other scripture that we say is that, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Those are biblical, and that's true. But when it comes down to knowledge, that is not where those scriptures apply.
Right.
So if things don't make sense, and if something's not working, we need to ask questions of the man and woman of God we're assigned to, that's our spiritual father, that has that knowledge of hearing ear, or to be seeking God for revelation and for answers. Because we can't walk 50 years in something
And it never worked. So if you've been praying a prayer for 50 years, it seemed like the light bulb at some point should come on and say, okay, maybe I'm missing something.
Okay.
Maybe I don't understand what I think I understand. And that doesn't make you a rebel. That doesn't make you a rebel. It makes you understand that there is more. Do we really know the true nature of God? Are we properly applying these principles? And do our lives line up with the Word of God? Because if you are a believer, if you've confessed Christ, and you are, that means that you are joint heir. And if not just your life, but my life, if our life do not add up to what God says our life should be, something, it's not your sinning, it's something we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we miss and we don't understand. We haven't got it. When all our getting, get a understanding.
An understanding.
Because without an understanding, what are you going to do with it? If you don't understand, how can you apply the principles?
Exactly. That's me. If I don't understand the principles, and then I don't, and then a lot of times, I will say this, a lot of times you don't know the question to ask or the way to ask it for the person to give you what you need.
Right.
And you know, I get so tired of people saying, they just pray about it. Well, what do I do while I pray? How do I pray that prayer? I mean, you know, how do I pray a prayer to express what I just said? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then if you ask the question and you feel like that it might be inappropriate or dumb, or it makes you look unknowing or unknowledgeable, you know, you don't know what your reason you're asking the question, and sometimes that's the reason why we don't ask, is because we've been studying so long and then we still don't understand, and that's the reason why we don't understand, because we don't ask questions. You know, to
you're
get it straight
right.
in your mind. See, I'm one of them people, the dumbest question is a question that's not asked to me, because I'm going to ask it. If it don't make sense to me, I need to know, you know, explain it a little deeper to me or a little further so that I can understand it, because I don't want to fail. I don't want to be ignorant. You know, that's just the thing about it. I don't want to be ignorant of his word, because I want to know exactly what it means, and then the Holy Spirit will help me if that's correct. Now, if I'm up under somebody where I don't feel like they ain't teaching me, and I ain't understanding them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have to do that. But if are there any more questions or any more information that – huh? Is there anyone want to ask any more questions or make any more comments before we end the session with prayer? Hello? Anybody? Beverly, would you like to have anything to comment tonight?
No comments. I just enjoyed what I heard, and I'd like to hear some more of it. If we could run this broadcast again, or if Ms. Rhonda could expound on it at a later time, and whatever she's going to print, if we could have it on our Facebook so that we could share it with others. I'd just like to hear some more, because I didn't know about those times and the reason for prayer, but it made sense when she was talking about it. So I'd just like to hear more.
Amen. Well, that I want to let the listening audience know that this show has been recorded. All our shows are recorded, and you can feel free to go back and listen to archives on your computer. You just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and look for the date, and the name of the show is going to be it is My Sister, My Friend with Minister Randall, with Minister Wanda Randall, and I think I've entitled it Prayer Search or Prayer Times, or it has something to do with prayer, because I can't see the rest of the title on it, but there is a title, and you can go back and listen to it through an archive. So feel free to do that, and I'm going to be patiently waiting for the information to get from Minister Randall to us so that I can maybe post some of that on our Facebook page or share with other individuals who may not know have this information. Well, I know they don't have the information, but who might not know this, because I think it is very crucial and very important that we learn this. I mean, that's just what I want to share now, because it is enlightening me. And I was very, I had told Janice about it last week after we came out of a teacher's meeting. I was just excited. Come on, Janice, you need to listen. Come on. But it was really enlightening, and I do thank Mr. Randall again, and I thank the ladies that are on the line tonight for calling in and sharing and listening with us tonight. And if you have any further questions, now's the time to ask. If not, we're going to ask Mr. Randall to go ahead and end the session with a fervent prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lewis. I definitely want to thank Granny's Place and Sister Beverly for the awesome work that they're doing in the community and for allowing us the opportunity to be a part of this network and sharing. And on behalf of the ministry that I serve on, the Ladder House, our founding overseer, Dr. Shelton Carter, this level of teaching and understanding is something that is just one of the missions before the Ladder House. And our goal is to have the truth, God's word, and every person equipped with the truth so we can apply it to our lives to restore virtue, just to equip the men and women of God, sons and daughters, to have what they have. So we're praying for Granny's Place. We're praying for God to expand your territory. We're praying for God to provide in the season all the provision, everything that you need to keep this ministry going, for it to be successful. And we're praying that God would satisfy you with long life, that he will be your healer, he will be your keeper, he will be your provision, everything that you need for him to be. And so, Father God, tonight we thank you for those who are serving you, those who have heard the call, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the visions. Lord, we thank you that they had the vision, they had the burden, and, Lord, they could have run away from it like so many do, but, Lord, they decided to stand firm and just walk in it, Lord. So we ask you right now, Lord, that you send your strength, Lord, to strengthen every leader who's leading your efforts, everyone who's walking in their visions, Lord. We ask you to give them strength today, Lord. And not only we ask you to give them strength, Lord, but we ask you to give them wisdom and knowledge and everything that they need to do what you call them to do, Father. We ask that you send people from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, Lord, to serve humbly upon them, Lord, with the right spirits, Lord, just like the people in Nehemiah that had a mind to build, a mind to work. We're asking you for every ministry, Lord, that you have ordained, for every vision, that in this season that you would send those who have a mind to work, and we pray that they come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We pray for diversity, Lord. We pray for our communities, Lord. We pray for our schools, Lord, our environments. We pray for our nation today, Lord. We know that you are with us. We know that you are our Father. We know that every promise in your book belongs to us, Father. And today we declare and we pray that your kingdom will come, Lord. And whatever you have for us in the heavens will be released on earth, Father. And we are praying, Lord, there will be no blockage, God. But for some reason that something tried to block it or hinder it, Lord, we ask that angel that's assigned to us, Lord, will be released to war on our behalf, Lord. We declare no more delays for the things that you've ordained. No more delays for things you've ordained. Nothing else will be sabotaged. Nothing else will be dropped, Lord, because we know that you have all the power, and all the power belongs to you. And as your son and as your daughter, we have a power. So tonight, this day, we exercise the power, and we pray for increase, and we pray for release today. We pray for increase, and we pray for release today. In your son Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Randall.
Amen.
I did want to make one announcement, ladies, and to the men in your life and to your brothers and to your significant others, please join Minister Joel Lewis on May the 21st at the First Free Will Baptist Church for a men's conference that starts from 9 to 12 a.m. It is the Granny's Place annual Free on the Inside men's conference. There will be speakers, there will be workshops, there will be food, the lunch will be served, and we ask that you ask your significant others or any of your male friends, your nephews, your cousins, whoever else that is available to come out and fellowship with Minister Joel Lewis on May 21st. I'll be announcing this up until the day, so feel free to mark your calendar, save the date, and join Minister Lewis at the First Free Will Baptist Church, 1415 West Wheatland Road, on May 21st for the men's annual conference. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling tonight. Thank you for joining us, Minister Randall. Thank you so much for expounding on that word tonight and on those hours of prayer. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night, ladies. We'll talk later.
Good night.
Good night.